Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And we are at episode 699, almost 700 meditations. We'll have to do something to celebrate. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part you connect to when you sit down to meditate. And it's so easy to lose that part of yourself, that core, your values, what you represent, when you are so distracted and you have different things pulling you this way and that way throughout your day. Your meditation time may just be the most important time you give yourself all day. Well, in today's meditation, we continue with our theme of slowing down. This entire week, there are customized meditations using techniques to help you slow down. And this is a type of slowing down where you're not necessarily going out and doing something special. That can just create more work, more planning, and doesn't always seem relaxing when you have to prepare for it. What I like to share with you, the way that I show you how to meditate, is how to recognize what's in front of you, to be authentic with yourself exactly as you are, not waiting for some condition or some opportune time. I encourage you to do the meditations showing up exactly as you are. So if you've had a stressful, frazzled type of day, honor that and know that you'll transition as you sit down to meditate. I encourage you to use the meditation techniques I share with you, not only when you're seated meditating, but also during the busiest part of your day when stress triggers are coming at you or people or situations are zapping your energy. Try to incorporate these meditation techniques into your day. Now, every Thursday, this is a meditation for a Thursday. If you're following this in sequence, it's part five of our seven-part series. You don't have to follow the meditations in any sequence. But you'll be exploring a chakra meditation. And don't worry if you're not sure what a chakra is. Chakras are a way for you to manage your emotions. And when you get to know your chakras, your life truly makes so much more sense. And so you never have to do the techniques that I share with you in each meditation. They're always an option for you. So if you're kind of new to chakras and you're just not sure that you really want to explore a chakra, just listen to the guided meditation, because I've created these meditations to be used in a way where you can use the technique or you don't have to. You'll still gain benefits. All the different meditation techniques that can be found on my website at sipandom.com. Look for the Slow Down Meditation Series. You can also find the techniques at Sip and Om's Facebook page. And if you'd like to join the private Facebook page, go ahead and do so. It's free. You can send me a message at the Sip and Om Facebook page. Just say, hey, could you please add me to the group? And I will gladly do so. Or you can always find in the resource section of just about every episode, or rather series I've created, you can find a way to join the private Facebook group, and you can participate in this week's Slow Down series. So let's get you meditating, slowing yourself down with a chakra focus. We'll relax the different areas of your body where you may likely hold tension. So sit up straight, making sure your spine is nice and straight. This helps to keep you alert. And close your eyes just gently. And as they're closed, keep them just slightly elevated. This is going to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Soften your face. Relax your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. Lay your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You could hold this week's Shakti Mudra. I have a video of that in the private Facebook group and on Sip & Om's Facebook page where I show you how to do that. Relax your stomach, not holding in your stomach as you breathe. Let it hang out and soften. This helps you to oxygenate your entire body. And this is a way to instantly calm yourself. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice any remaining tension and release it. Notice your breath as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and even, breathing naturally, allowing yourself to naturally calm down. That's fantastic. Consciously noticing how you feel as you meditate, noticing your posture, keeping your spine straight and alert, eyes gently closed and slightly uplifted, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. I'd like you to draw attention to your stomach area. As you slow down this week, you could check in with your third chakra. Your third chakra has the element of fire, has to do with your digestion, how you assimilate energy. And emotionally, it has to do with your zest for life. Normally, when you think of your third chakra, you think of enthusiasm and becoming more energetic. You can also focus on your third chakra as a way to slow down, to kind of fan the flames of your zest and enthusiasm, not in a way to diminish your light, but in a way to calmly focus on those things that excite you, that bring you so much joy, that light you up, and to focus on the counter attribute of this zest and this fire for life, to kind of settle it down. Because sometimes when you feel very enthused or animated or passionate, it can be taken a little bit too far and become destructive. So the chakras have both positive and negative attributes. So I would love for you to consider how you can calm down destructive habits you may have in regard to your passion, your enthusiasm, your zest for life. See if you could slow it down, kind of ground yourself a little more. This can really help you to gain a deeper perspective on how you're living your life, especially in regard to how you're pursuing your dreams and your goals. So consider what you're passionate about these days, what really excites you, or even what upsets you, what causes you fear or anger. And see if you can balance that and bring that to a better perspective. In other words, to slow down the energy you're pouring into these emotions that can become destructive. So we need this energy to move us forward by our focus and passion. But we also want to make sure that we're not overdoing it. We're not actually destroying or harming the results that we hope for. We want to stay really focused on what we're truly trying to accomplish in our lives. So if someone's made you upset or angry, see if it's taking you away from enjoying your life. If you're pouring too much energy into feeling these big emotions such as anger, resentment, see if you can balance that and give yourself a little bit better perspective on what you really want out of your life. This can really help to slow down destructive habits. As you do this, you could focus at your digestive area, at your stomach, your third chakra. You could imagine the element of fire there. You could imagine, instead of a blazing fire, you could imagine a soft glow warming you, but not breaking you down. Think about qualities or characteristics or thoughts or emotions that may be becoming destructive, and see what you can do to purify those or slow them down. Continue meditating. The music will stop. I'll stop guiding you. This is your chance to go deeper into your meditation, your own inner stillness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.